Hi, I'm Nicole Blanchette from Ryerson School of Journalism, and here with me now are Cheryl Vallander, part-time faculty at Ryerson School of Journalism and also the coordinator of the journalism program at Sheridan College, and Karen Owen, an assistant professor from Mount Royal University in Calgary, and we are all part of the Canadian team of researchers on the Journalistic Role Performance Project. So before I get to Karen and Cheryl, I'll just give a really brief description of what the Journalistic Role Performance Project is. So basically, with almost 50 countries from around the world, what we're trying to do is identify if there are gaps between journalistic practice, so what journalists actually do and the content they produce, and journalistic ideals, or their ideas of what journalism should be. And how we're doing this is we're doing a massive content analysis. So here in Canada, we'll have probably close to 5,000 stories that we are collecting and we'll be analyzing to look for specific journalistic roles. And Karen, I'll throw it to you to talk a little bit about that.
Right. So I have spent the past few months looking at the Alberta edition of the Globe and Mail and looking at all the stories that they have put out. And one of the things we've been noticing, I think, is that we've seen the journalist as the what we call in our coding book, loyal facilitator. Now, those words might not resonate with Canadian journalists, but you've got to remember this is an international study. And what that means is that the journalist is cooperating with those in power, i.e. the government, in accepting information as credible. And we are seeing a lot of that right now because of the pandemic. And I think traditionally we have seen our medical officers of health, for instance, as credible sources. So while loyal facilitator might sound like it's not an ideal, when you dig down into what they're actually doing, they're still ensuring that the journalists are still ensuring that this information is reasonable, credible, and they look at all sides of the stories. The other thing I think we were seeing, certainly in the Globe and Mail, was the service role, the journalist in a service role. And that means providing helpful information, knowledgeable information and advice, and particularly important during a pandemic. And I think the readers, the audience, in fact, expects that of their journalists right now, to provide them with well-sourced, credible information that will actually help them in their everyday life making good decisions.
An interesting thing about our data collection period, and completely coincidental, the data collection period had been planned for all of 2020. We have two constructed weeks, so 14 days of data collection in total, and it fell right in line with the pandemic. So we are actually tracking the number of stories that are pandemic related, which was an afterthought. We didn't realize that this would be happening at this time. And in January, there were a few pandemic stories. In February, there were actually fewer in the content that I was looking at. Then in March, almost everything had something to do with the pandemic. So it's going to be quite interesting that we'll have this time capsule of what was the type of coverage and the type of journalistic roles that we were seeing in this really historic time. And now I'm going to turn it over to Cheryl to talk a little bit about the other way that we're going to be collecting data, and that is through a survey. That's how we're trying to measure the journalistic ideals. Cheryl?
Hi. So we actually used Ryerson's survey platform tool called Opinio to create our survey. It was really, really easy to use. We have an English version and it's been translated into French as well. So we have two versions of the survey. And we actually added a section in the survey specific to the pandemic to measure how journalist jobs have changed during COVID-19. So it'll be really, really interesting to see the data that comes back from that. And it was something that we added afterwards to the survey and something that was shared with the international community.
It will be really interesting again to see how the survey is going to match in terms of how journalists are seeing the importance of their role in specific areas, how that matches up to the content that we are analyzing as well. And another thing about the survey too is that it does include some other more practical aspects of journalistic practice in terms of, for example, how metrics and analytics are being used in newsrooms and that type of thing. So that is a very brief look at, or listen, I guess, to what's happening with the Journalistic Role Performance Project. Thank you for spending the time to listen, and we look very much forward to sharing our results when they all come in.